Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Here I am, April Autumn, and you can ping me on Instagram as well. My handle is APRIL_AUTUMN12. Do let me know how you want to plan for 2019. And I know that 2029 is going to be the awesome and gorgeous and very happy year for all of us. So, as I planned in the prior podcast, as you guys know, we are going to start our preparations. Also, we are going to begin it with financial literacy, as here I am conducting small segments covering broad topics like budgets and all to make your life better thing, okay? So, those who are 20-somethings, those who are just graduated or in school or doing it, having some education sort of things, this is for you, okay? So, we are going to talk about budget in a small and precise manner, and this way you can look out for good resources available online. You can use the budget apps, okay, like Mint, and you can just start saving for yourself. You can keep your goals long term, and we are going to talk about everything right now, okay? So this is not going to be long, like we are not going to discuss it for hours and hours, but as I said to you, this is going to be short, sweet and precise. So before I start rambling and running stupid stuff in your ears, let's get back to our topic, which is budget. So we have listened and heard lots of people saying how the India or the United States or whichever country you live in, the government is going to plan for a budget. The financial minister gets up and just scrutinizes everything, watches our reserves allocated in the apex bank of your country, and they just do a budget. So we are going to do same thing in the same way, in a good way for ourselves. So let's begin. Basically, why we do it, why we plan budget, because we have to just know what are our expenses, our liabilities, our income resources, and how we can pay off the debts in a good way so that we could save as well. And once you know that you are off your stress zone, that you can decrease your stress level, it eliminates total nerve-wracking monetary surprises, because there are some things like illness or anything can happen, it could come up, okay? So those surprises are not good. So if you want to keep yourself away and handle and deal with that situation in a better way, you shall know that you shall do a budget. So we are going to start with cost of living. So if you are a school going thing or a college, or you are a graduate or you are a PG student, whatever, so if you are somebody who don't own, this is the time you shall know that what's your cost of living. So even if you are owning something, this is the time you also know that what is your cost of living, how much money you need to survive a month. Okay, take a week, take a day, let's cut it off short, okay? So you live in a house, you live in a hostel, whatever. So in a day, you have a breakfast for rupees 10, for the US listeners. Okay, $1 or 50 or whatever cents. So if you have something, 30 rupees ka poha, okay, 30 rupees goes there. If you are living in a hostel or somewhere like that, you give money for water as well. So add 50, 30 rupees for that, because you need a clean tap water, right? So there goes like 100 rupee note. And if you are a traveler and if you are like going from this place to that place for college or something like that, for a friend's house or like that, you are going to spend more 100 rupees, as The price of petrol have rise up to rupees 100. It will be rising up and prices will be hiking because the government is screwing up a lot. So, planning this, you should have 200 rupees in your pocket. So, just adding up your all lifestyle expenses, it goes to 100. So, if you're a boozer, if you're a party maker, and if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or somebody to impress, you're going to get that shirt, you're going to get that lip gloss just to make sure that let's don't go into that, just speak about budget. Yeah, so just cut it short. You should have 300 rupees in your pocket daily. Okay, so this is how you're going to come up with the cost of living, speaking of a day, speaking of a month, and also a year. So just scrutinize and just bring up some thought on what is your cost of living. Just be true to yourself. Once you're clear with that, identify your financial goals. This is a step, and you have to set realistic specific goals. Okay, you don't have to set unrealistic specific goals. So in the next year, even if you cut quarterly, monthly, or after 6 months sort of things, you have to keep it realistic. What are your financial goals? What do you want to see? And what do you want your balance and your saving accounts to look like? What do you want to owe? Or what you have goals, like if you want to get a house, if you want to get a car, if you want to get that bike, if you want to get that laptop, whatever. So these are your financial goals. So if you don't save that much money, so that amount you shall keep on saving for so long years, so that you can get that product or a good or whatever thing you want to have. So just make sure that just you get it short and look to it as a medium term goal, long term goal, short term goals, things like that. Okay, so for the dollar listeners from there, here is an example for you. So if you have a medium term financial goals of savings, $4,500 down payment for a car which you are going to get for yourself after you graduate, and you're going to graduate after 3 years. Okay, so you have 36 months. So what you need to do now, you have to save $125 per month to get that car after 36 months, that is after 3 years. So that is how you set up the financial goals. I just gave you the example of medium term financial goals. This is how you're going to save it. Now, as I told you this example consists of the smart choice, which means it was specific, it was measurable, it was achievable, it is relevant, it is having a time frame. Okay, so you know what time frame is, so it makes your budget easier. Okay, now build a rainy day fund for yourself. So even if everything washes away from your pockets, you should have money. Okay, so make sure you do that. And your aim, the financial goal, shall be get out of debt. Aggressively pay off your credit card, whatever it is having. Okay, and once you know that the stuffs, as you have set the cost of living and you know all the stuffs, you shall know what are your income resources. If you have a job, well and good. If you have FDs, if you have money in stocks, if you have money in mutual funds, just put it on the paper, look at it, know what exactly your income resource is. Now then you have to categorize your expenses. For that, you can use a spreadsheet on your laptop, or you can make with your hand on your paper, like A4 size sheet. Now you have to see to it that you categorize it in fixed needs, variable needs, and wants. So fixed are those needs that they are going to be fixed, like you have to pay a rent. There are no chances of that the owner or the tenant is going to increase the prices or the thing, so it remains fixed. What could vary it sometimes is your phone bill, it's your stationery bill, things like that. Okay, so it is going to vary it. So it comes under variable expenses. And wants are those things that you don't really want, but you want it anyways. So you want a toothbrush, you want something like painkillers or sort of that. So it will come under that. It's just miscellaneous. Okay, so once you know that, you have a criteria of your budget and you are going to just put things into these things. You're going to think deeply about it. You can use the resources available on net. You can listen to my podcast and you can do it. Use the apps, use things, and just get financial literate. Okay, darling? So, thank you for listening to me here on podcast, which is April Autumn, and you can read my latest article on WordPress where I discuss about chubby and skinny badasses. I'll just link it below and you can just click on it and go and read it. I hope you will like it. Just let me know your thoughts and just make sure you subscribe. Okay, just click the subscribe button and let me know what your thoughts are and how you are going to plan for a budget. If you have any problem, just ping me up. I'll answer it. Okay, thank you so much.